In this video, I'll demonstrate the use of the NoBot control that ships as part of the Microsoft Ajax Control Toolkit. The NoBot control is a great addition to your security toolbox to help you prevent certain types of unauthorized access to your web application. So to get started, as always, I'll fire up Visual Web Developer Express, the free version of Visual Studio for web development. We'll say create a new Ajax Control Toolkit enabled website. And the first thing that I'm going to do is I'm going to add a standard ASP.NET multi-view control to our page. And then I'm going to grab a snippet that I've predefined that will add a little content to the first of the two views. And note here that there's nothing notable about this. It's just a standard form. Going to take a first name and a last name and then post back on clicking of a submit button. In the second of the views in the multi-view, I've also got some HTML markup. And again, there's nothing special about this as it pertains to the NoBot other than the text that it contains. Note here that there's a label control, label 1, and we'll use this based on the results of the NoBot's evaluation of the validity or invalidity of the submission of this page. And then here's just some static text that, in this case, is diagnostics as to what may go wrong or not. Now, in our case, we're just going to toggle some values. You probably don't want to display diagnostics unless the submission was disallowed. Back over into source mode, the one thing that we've got left to do here, of course, is to add the actual NoBot control instance to our page. So let's go down into our Ajax Control Toolkit controls, grab a NoBot control, and drop in on our page. This just tells us that the toolkit DLLs and supporting files are already in our project because we selected the Ajax Control Toolkit enable project. The one thing that we need to do here is we have to configure our NoBot control with an onGenerate challenge and response handler. And in our case, we're going to call it custom challenge response. Now, we haven't written this function yet, but we will write it in the code behind of our page here in just a minute. So here's our page. Now let's generate a page load event. The first thing we're going to do is we're going to say is postback. And if it's not a postback, then we're just going to draw the page. That's because it's being done for the first time. If it is a postback, then we're going to take our multi-view control and set the active view to the second view. And we want to dim up a object to contain the state of the form as it's declared by the NoBot. All right, so let's use NoBot state. And of course, that's not yet defined because we haven't imported the Ajax Control Toolkit namespace. So let's do that. We're also going to use a collection, so let's, while we're defining imports, system.collections.generic. Okay. Now let's check that state. So let's say NoBot 1 is valid. Let's give it the state item that we want to handle there. So we'll say if the state's valid, let's take that label 1 that I showed you on the page that's at the top of the second view set, and let's set the background color equal to white, and let's set the text equal to some message that tells us everything was more or less okay. So let's say submission accepted. And we're doing this for demo purposes. Obviously, in your real application, you wouldn't have to tell the user that. You just go ahead and do whatever the web form submission should do. And well, I'll put the NoBot state. However, if the NoBot NoBot is valid is false, then let's do something a little bit different. Let's first set the color of that label equal to red, and let's change that to be denied. And now let's provide a little bit more information. So let's dim up a string builder. And then let's say for each key value pairs as key value pair date time. And what we're doing here is we're going to look at the frequency of the request. And see whether or not they're coming too quickly. Right, so so we're going to look at the IP addresses that are getting cached and see how frequently we're getting requests from that same IP address. And then we'll just add those to the string. So we'll say append format, and let's just output a little formatted text here. So KVP key to string, and then once I've iterated through all of the cached requests, we can just set the text of the label control where we want to display this to be whatever we ended up with in the string builder. So. And the last thing that we need to do is if this was not a post back, we just want to make sure that the multi-view is set to the first view. Okay, so this handles our page processing. So we're in the page load, we're saying, hey, if this is not a post back, then just make sure that view one is displayed, the form with the first name and last name. If this is a post back, then set the active view of the multi-view to be view 2, the bottom one that has both our label control to display diagnostics to the user as well as the descriptions about what the possible states might mean. And then we're going to dim up this NoBot state object, pass it into the isValid method of the NoBot control to find out whether or not this was a valid response. If it was a valid response, then we're just going to say the submission was accepted, and we're going to specify the background color to be normal. Otherwise, the state is not valid, so we're going to turn the value, the background color value of that label control to be red to really stand out. Specify that submission is denied, and then we're just going to iterate through the requests for the IP address and show those to the user. Now, if this is a valid state, then there, you know, then there may only be one IP address request for this user, but that will be displayed whether the request is valid or not valid. And then, of course, if it's not a postback, we're just going to say make sure that the view one is the active view in the multi-view. Now, the next thing that we need to do is we need to define that we need to define that function for custom challenge response. So let's do that by saying protected sub custom challenge response. Bival sender as object and as NoBot event args. And get that right. Let's see. Okay. So let's dim up a panel and give it an ID. This can be anything. NoBot sample panel. Next, now in this function here, I'm going to implement just one of perhaps an infinite number of ways that you might be able to determine whether or not the submission is valid. Now, this is entirely contingent on the semantics of your application. So I'm going to use one example. You can come up with any method that you want. You can use this. You could check some of the values that are in the form. You can maybe check the IP address that this is coming in from and weigh that against the level of service that determines how many seconds the user has to wait in between submissions. I mean, really, the possibilities are infinite. In our case, we're just going to generate a random area on the screen, a hidden random area, and then check that hidden random area from the NoBot. So I'm going to create a randomizer, rand as new random. I'm going to say p.width equals rand dot, and we just have to seed the randomizer, and we're also going to specify a height for our panel, right? And now we want this panel that we're generating to be hidden because it's just the dimensions of the panel that are going to be used to determine whether or not the form is being submitted in accordance with our expectations. So I'm going to say p style add, and at a HTML text writer style. And we're interested in visibility, and we're going to set visibility equal to hidden. And if the HTML text writer style is not familiar to you, then you should check it out. It's one of the things that you definitely want to use when you're writing your own custom controls. So we'll set that equal to hidden. I'm also going to use the magic of cut and paste and add another instance, but instead of visibility, I'm going to use position and set it equal to absolute. Right, so we want to be able to specify where it goes. And then I'm going to add it to the controls collection. So let's say sender.controls add. Spell sender correctly. So add our panel to the pages control collections. Now, E, and E is the sender, which is the NoBot control. So we're going to say challenge script. Oops. And this is where I can pass in some script that will be used for the challenge. So here we're going to, let's see, we'll just pass in a little JavaScript that will determine the size of that element that we just placed on the page. So let's say document. Get element by ID, and here we need p client ID. And here we get the offset width. Times the offset height, and this should give us the area of the panel. So E E offset width by E offset height. Okay. That's a property, so and then E required response equal, that should be var P. Width value times p height value. Okay, so understanding what this does here, we're creating a panel, and remember, even though this is an ASP.NET panel control, it resolves to an HTML div. So we're going to dim up a randomizer here. We're just going to generate random size for this, and we're going to make sure that it's not visible to the user. So this is just a panel that we're just going to use for the purposes of validation with using the NoBot. Then we're going to add that panel control to the controls collection, and then we're going to specify here what the client script should be. For the challenge and what the required response should be. So the challenge script, this is, and you note that this is JavaScript that's going to run back on the client. It's going to generate a value, and then that value is going to match this value that's generated on the server. And again, this is just one example of how you can do this. You can, you can come up with as complex a collection of validation mechanisms as is appropriate for your application. Now we can go ahead and test our application. Notice we do a submission by entering the appropriate value. This is the first request from this IP address, so everything looks great. If I go back here and quickly try and do a resubmit, notice it tells me submission is denied, the invalid response too soon. So the NoBot is picking up and saying that this is happening too quickly. Some of the various types of things that can cause the validation to fail is an invalid response, it's too soon, this particular IP address is too active, there's a bad session state or no known session state, so or you know some other problem occurred. So you can get as advanced as you like in terms of your custom response mechanism, but this is the NoBot control provides you with a great opportunity to sort of hook this activity and not have to write all of the underlying plumbing yourself. You can just write the business logic that determines whether or not this response request combination should be valid or invalid, and that's it. That's all it takes to start using the NoBot control to help limit unauthorized access to your web application.